Please bow and pray in silence.
同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Name of Jesus Christ. We commence our morning prayer section.
奉主之圣名开始我们今天早上的早祷会。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 259.
让我们一起来唱诗259首。
Sweet Hour Prayer.Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus Christ. We will come up and pray together. Let's share a couple of passages.
奉主是圣名，在我们待会要上来祷告之前，让我们来分享几段圣经。
It's in the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
请翻到腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书的第二章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
We know the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ is full of humility.
我们知道，我们基督耶稣的心是充满了，谦卑的。
And even though he's God himself, but he made himself a born servant to every single one of us.
即使他本身是神，但是他却化为我们的仆人。
Because he did not consider himself to be equal with God.
他自己并不认为他跟神一样大。
And we know that the mind of Christ always look out for other people's interests.
那我们知道基督的心是就是向外照顾着别人。
The reason he became flesh is for every single one of us.
他化身为人是都是为了我们每一个人。
And he did all this for the sake of our salvation.
他都是为了我们的救恩。
So because of this, on the end, God exalted his name above every name in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth.
因此在末日的时候，无论在天上在地下，他的名都超越了一切。
So this is also the goal for every single one of us.
这也是我们每个人要追求的目标。
We must have the mind of Christ.
我们要以基督的心为心。
We must be like-minded with one another.
我们一定要彼此照顾。
We must be able to have the same love.
我们要有一样的爱。
We must be able to work in one accord.
我们要可以同心同工。
And the only way for us to accomplish this is have the mind of Christ.
要如此的做，我们首先就是要有以基督的心为心。
And only then we can see and feel the power that manifests inside of us from our Lord Jesus Christ.
也只有这样子，我们才可以我们才可以体会到神的能力。
Because the journey to heavenly kingdom is not easy.
因为奔跑天国的路并不容易。
Because the more we read the Bible, the more we realize how difficult it is to reach eternal life.
因为当我们读圣经越多的时候，我们就感觉这条路越难跑。
That's why we read chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 18.
因此，请让我们看第二章12到18节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
第十二节。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13.
十三节。
For it is in God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Verse 14.
十四节。
Do all things without complaining and disputing. Verse 15.
十五节。
That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Verse 16.
十六节。
Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that have not run in vain or labor in vain. Verse 17.
十七节。
Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Verse 18.
十八节。
For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. And we can see here Paul tell us that we need to work out our own salvation.
这边保罗是说我们一定要为我们的得救而努力。
Because this salvation is have to do with personal salvation.
因为得救救恩是个人的。
But when we work our own salvation, we have to do with fear and trembling.
但是我们要做成得救的功夫，一定要恐惧战惊。
This is very important for us to have this inside our heart.
这样的态度是非常的重要。
Because when we commit sin against God, because we have no fear that He will come on the end days and judge us.
我们犯罪的时候，我们会犯罪，就是因为我们没有惧怕神的心。
And the reason we do not want to work in one mind, one accord, because we have no fear that God will judge us for these things.
我们没有办法同工一起同心，就是因为我们没有敬畏神的心。
Of course, we love God, so this love will overcome our sinful ways.
当然我们爱神这份爱可以克服惧怕。
But at the same time, we also need to have fear in front of God.
但是同样的，我们也应该畏惧神。
Because God, He knows everything.
因为神知道一切。
Every single one of us is just an open book. He knows everything that we do, and in our mind, and our thought, and our action.
我们每个人就像一本打开的书，神知道我们每一个章节、每一页。
Why fear the Lord is so important in our lives?
为什么敬畏神是如此的重要呢？
I think nowadays, for us as the younger people, it's very few of us really have the kind of fear inside our heart when we worship God.
作为年轻的一代，其实很多人在心里面并没有一颗敬畏神的心。
Because sometimes we always think that God is so loving, so He'd be able to forgive us every sin that we have inside.
因为我们常常想神是如此的恩慈，所以他一定会宽恕我们一切的罪过。
Of course, that is true, but we should not take His love for granted.
当然这也是对的，但是不要把它当成是理所当然。
So that's why we also need to have that fear inside our heart.
我们一定要有敬畏神的心。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1.
请翻到箴言的第一章。
Let's talk what the Bible is talking about when it comes to fear.
我们来看看圣经是怎么谈到敬畏神的。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
第一章的第七节。
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7.
箴言第一章第七节。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏神是智慧的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧跟训诲。
So it says here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
这边说敬畏神是知识的开端。
So this means if we really look at God and understand that He's a just God, this means we begin to understand that we need to live a life of holiness and blameless.
当我们可以开始了解到神真的是一个公义的神的时候，我们就可以过一个没有瑕疵的生活。
But if we do not fear the Lord, then we think we can do anything we want in this life.
但是相反的，要是我们不敬畏神的话，我们就觉得我们可以做一切。
Because we think that this life belongs to us and ourselves.
因为我们觉得生命属于自己。
Because we do not fear the Lord.
因为我们并没有敬畏神。
When we fear the Lord, we know we have to walk blameless and righteous before Him.
但是要是我们敬畏神的话，我们知道我们要在他面前毫无瑕疵。
And this is the beginning of knowledge for every single one of us.
这就是每个人知识的开端。
Let's go to chapter 8, verse 13.
请翻到第八章的第十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 13.
第八章第十三节。
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate.
敬畏神在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲狂妄并恶道以及乖谬的口，都为我所恨恶的。
It says here the fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
这边说敬畏神在乎恨恶邪恶。
If we hate evil, for sure we will not commit evil against God.
要是恨恶邪恶的话，就不会做邪恶的事。
But if we cannot fear the Lord.
但是要是不敬畏神的话
then evil just like our friends.
那邪恶的事其实是我们的朋友。
And then in our heart we will live a life of pride and arrogant.
那我们在心中也会有骄傲狂妄。
And we continue to do things that is evil in the eyes of God.
我会继续做神也为邪恶的事情。
That's why we must walk we must be able to walk in this life in the fear of the Lord.
因此我们一定要过着一个敬畏神的生活。
Because those of us who are close to God for sure will hate evil.
因为跟神亲近的人一定会厌恶邪恶。
Just think, sometimes when we pray a lot and read the Bible a lot.
就像当我们读圣经跟祷告很充足的时候。
And when we go around, maybe our classmates or our co-workers, when they do things that is evil, our heart just burning inside of us.
当我们身边的同学或者同事做一些不好的事情，我们心里面就会很不高兴。
Because when you say you feel to hate, sometimes this feeling, you just have to feel inside your heart that this thing is so evil, you don't even want to listen to it.
因为我们觉得这些东西是这么的邪恶，我们甚至不想去听、去看。
But when we are not close to God,
但是要是我们跟神并不亲近的话，
it seems all these things is nothing.
我们会觉得这一切都没什么关系。
It seems all these things just normal things that happen in life.
觉得这只是生活的一部分罢了。
I remember in Hawaii when I went to play golf with one of the brothers.
我记得在夏威夷的时候，跟一个弟兄打高尔夫球。
And usually they go out play in a club, so there's a lot of all those guys that are in the armed forces.
那通常他们是在俱乐部的地方打，所以那边有很多军人。
And this one guy, he just swears so much.
其中有一个人，他就经常的会讲一些诅咒的发誓的话。
So one of the brother told him, "Hey, my friend, he's a pastor, so don't swear."
那我的那个弟兄is a friend or brother?
Yeah, that brother said to his friend there.
那个弟兄就跟他的朋友说：“你不要再讲这些话，因为我的朋友是一个牧师，一个传道。”
But during that time when he was playing golf, all he did every time he just continued swearing.
那但是他在每一次打球的时候，他一直都在讲这些不好的话。
Because for him, he cannot help it.
对于他来说，他没有办法控制自己。
So I get to the point that I cannot stand his swearing anymore. I just like walk by myself.
所以到一定的程度，我甚至没有办法再听下去，所以我就自己走了。
But actually, normally, before I came to Christ, all these things would be nothing for me.
但是要是在我还没有来信主之前，这些话对我来说都是很平常的。
Because when we have God inside our heart.
当我们有神在我们心中
，For sure we will hate evil things.
我们会厌恶邪恶。
So that's why we need to live a life to fear the Lord.
因此，我们要过一个敬畏神的生活。
And then we go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27.
请翻到箴言十章二十七节。
10:27.
第十章二十七节。
The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened.
敬畏神使人日子加多，但恶人的年岁必被减少。
This is very interesting. It says the fear of the Lord prolong days.
这边很有趣，说敬畏神使人日子加多。
But it says the years of the wicked will be shortened.
但相反的，恶人的年岁必被减少。
So we know days is much shorter than years.
我们知道日子比年岁少。
Even if God shortened the years, it would not be as short as days.
那减少年岁，减少日子并没有像减少年岁那么多。
But one thing we know for sure that the fear of the Lord prolongs days.
但是我们知道敬畏神使人日子加多。
Yes, we can say also the physical life and also the spiritual life.
我们这边可以讲不仅是我们肉体上的日子，也是我们属灵上的日子。
So we fear the Lord when we die.
当我们敬畏神，当我们在过世的时候
，Actually, this is the beginning of a new life, eternal life.
这就是我们永生的开始。
Because God is the one that be able to prolong it for us.
神是那一位可以加添这个日子的人。
But if we are wicked,
但是要是我们是恶人
，When we die, of course, we will also spend eternity, but in everlasting hell.
当然我们也会有在永远的生命，但是是在地狱里面。
So it's very important for us to truly live a life to fear God.
因此非常重要的是我们要敬畏神。
And also let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
请翻到箴言十四章。
14 verse 26 and verse 27.
14章二十六二十七节。
In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, as his children will have place of refuge.
二十六节，敬畏神的大有倚靠，他的儿女也必有避难所。
And verse 26 here, in the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have place of refuge.
这边说敬畏神的大有倚靠，他的儿女必有避难所。
So when we walk in the fear of the Lord,
当我们是走着敬畏神的生活
，we will know that he is with us.
我们知道他与我们同在。
And we will have the confidence to journey to the heavenly kingdom.
我们自信可以走到最后。
Because we will know that God is just like a refuge.
因为我们知道神就像一个避难所。
And then in verse 27, in the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snare of death.
二十七节，敬畏神就是生命的源泉，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
This is another wonderful reason why we should live a life to fear the Lord.
这也是一个非常重要的原因，为什么要敬畏神
？Because the fear of the Lord will be able to turn away from death.
因为敬畏神可以让我们离开死亡
，and then we will have the fountain of life.
然后我们就有生命的源泉。
So that's why when we go back to Philippians,
因此让我们回到腓立比书
，the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
And that's why Paul said we must work our salvation with fear and trembling.
因此保罗才会说要当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Because if we not be able to do that, this means actually we cannot make it all the way to eternal life.
要是我们做不到这一点的话，我们就没有办法达到永生。
Even though Paul talk about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
即使保罗在强调耶稣基督的爱。
But at the same time, we should not take his love for granted.
但是我们不要把这份爱当成理所当然的。
But rather, even Paul himself, he's so gifted, but his journey, he He journeyed to for his heavenly kingdom with fear and trembling.
就像保罗本身，即使他是有很多的恩赐，但是他在走天国的路也是战战兢兢。
So for us, we have to work our salvation the same way.
因此，我们要做成我们得救的功夫也要如此。
We know God is love.
我们知道神就是爱。
But also He's just.
但是他也是公义的。
Because of this, we should always have the fear inside our heart that judgment will come upon us.
因此，我们一定要敬畏神。等候他的再临。
And because of this, we should have our heart should be reverence to him.
因此，我们的心要与他同心。
Now let's come up and pray together.
现在让我们一起上来祷告。
And we pray that God continue to guide us the rest of the day of YASC.
求神继续带领我们的灵修会。
Let's come and pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。